I walked away with a second-place trophy, but it wasn't what I wanted. It's not just that I wanted to win. Everybody wants to win. But the fact that I knew I could have won because I had what it takes. I had trained and worked for it. My hesitation in that moment caused fear, and fear led to panic. Panic became desperation. Desperation becomes uncertainty. It was my moment of uncertainty that cost me the match. I walked away that day with a second-place trophy and a lesson in life that would change everything. Hesitation leads to lost opportunity and failure. No punches pulled comes from the concept that if you fail to follow through with your punch, you will fail to win the match. Your opponent, competition, adversary, or enemy, will sense this sudden weakness and strike first. You inevitably lose the match, and in life, these same rules apply. To hesitate in life, to pull your punches, means that fear got the best of you. When the mind responds to fear-based thoughts, it signals to the brain and body that danger is near, and you enter into flight mode. I lost the tournament match because I failed to follow through. But it wasn't until after the defeat that I began to recognize a lifelong pattern in my failure to follow through. I always hesitated before making a decision, and in most cases, leaving things to the last minute until I had to do something. In relationships, I would rarely, if ever, initiate conversation. At parties, I hesitated to speak up first. My mind was always there, warning of the potential dangers I faced with rejection or vulnerability. Just as I had pulled back in the tournament, I could now see how this one pattern of self-sabotage had hijacked my freedom to be me, to push forward, and to win. Like most people, I wanted to win in life. But wanting to and making a clear decision you definitely will are balanced on a fine line. When fear wins, you jump into the shallow end of the pool because it's safer. I could see hesitation in many forms in my day-to-day interactions. I would rarely speak up, and even then it was when prompted to just say something. When you hesitate to take action, you settle for second best. Or third. You lose your dreams, because only people who follow through with what they say they are going to do really make it. But the one thing I was living with that injured me the most was regret. I continued to revisit the moments of the tournament, then I would go back further in time and regret not seizing the opportunities I had been given. The people I never met or the jobs I could never have as that part of me, the self-doubting, broken part, continued to play the same story in my mind. That story sounded like this. You're not good enough. Don't do it. You don't deserve it. Who do you think you are? What are you doing here? Can't you see that everyone is better than you are? Don't you know that you're expected to lose because you always have? I could hear the voice in my head as I became fully aware of its presence. It was then that a moment of clarity happened. I could hear the voice and see its self-loathing. It was the voice of all doubts and fears. It was the voice of failings and regrets. It was a voice from the past that I had been listening to on autopilot. It controlled my hesitation and injected a reality of fear into my life that I had always believed to be normal. You never question your own mind when it shows up as your best friend every day. This was not a friend, but an alter ego I had to defeat. I knew if I defeated this cloud of doubt, I would never pull my punches again. I would have no fear or anxiety walking into a crowded room or engaging in a discussion where people exchanged ideas. I would value myself as someone who matters. I would do all the things that I was afraid of doing because I no longer feared the outcome of losing or looking foolish. In a moment of regret, I had found a way out, a solution to all my problems. I decided to act differently, think differently, and engage differently. This one decision cleared the way for a new frame of mind to be built. The voice I listened to demanded attention, but instead I fed my mind with new thoughts. I now had an obsession with becoming the best, but not to defeat someone in a karate match. It was to defeat my own mind, take control of it, and rebuild the foundations that had weakened. If there is a dark side in all of us, this had become my mission. To venture down the road less traveled and discover for the first time who I was. More importantly, the potential of everything I could be. This no-punches-pulled principle can be applied to many things in our life. If you don't follow through with a job interview, you'll never